I think this morning on the Suhoor program, Maulana Sulaiman Rawat and Maulana Ibrahim Daya had a fascinating discussion, and the interactive question that they put out to the listeners was that if you could meet any personality of the past, I think from the amongst the Sahaba, radiallahu ta'ala anhum, then who would you like to meet, you know, which one of them? Or even from the Anbiya or from any of the pious of the past. And there were some really nice responses that came through, and many of it, or much of it, could not be read out on the morning program. And I think I'd like to share with you some of the thoughts that were shared by the listeners. One particular listener saying that, Mulana, I would like to meet Hazrat Aisha for all her whys, because of her we know how to be who we are as women in Islam. Also love to see handsome Yusuf. So that's one particular comment. Another one says that one of the story of Mu'az bin Jabal, in the moment Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him that they may not see or meet again. That brings tears to my eyes every time I hear it. Allahu Akbar. Another one says that I would like to meet Mus'ab ibn Umair and ask him what it was like to give up all luxuries of this dunya for the love of Allah. Subhanallah. That's also a touching one. And in fact, there was another one that says that I would like to meet Nu'ayman ibn Amir. He just sounds like a character to meet. I laugh at his stories. Now, if you're not familiar, Nu'ayman was the one who Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would joke with and would enjoy lighter moments. And even the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had his lighter moments. Someone saying that Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala, I would like to know how she put her foot down in Hazrat Ali remarrying. I would like to be consoled that if it's fine to be possessors of my husband. Now, I just like to clarify that, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu had intended remarrying, and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not allow him. But the reason being was not that, it was simply because of the fact that the person that he wanted to remarry was the enemy of Allah's daughter. And it was unbecoming to have, on the one hand, the Nabi of Allah, and on the other hand, the enemy of Allah's daughter. So that's what the reason why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not allow him to marry that particular lady. And she, as Ali radiallahu anhu, went on and married many people later on. Then another one says that, I would like to ask Mus'ab and Talha how they left their luxury and their family at a very young age for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Another one says, I would simply like to meet the most perfect and noble personality to set foot on the face of this earth, and that is the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Another one, Hazrat Bilal. That is what I'd like to meet. And I'll ask him to call the azan for me. The azan that brought tears to the eyes of the Sahaba after the death of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Moving on, one says, I would like to meet Umar radiallahu anhu to wrestle with him, see how strong he is. I'll probably get hiding. So I suppose, you know, in every person, we have certain aspects. Some people consider themselves to be more on the physical side, some more spiritual. And within the galaxy of Sahaba, you're able to identify with personalities, and then somehow you just have an affinity for that particular person. So there may be some one of the Sahaba who's an archer, so you have a passion for that, you'll identify with that. You may be on the softer side, so you may find more affinity with Abu Bakr, someone who's very verbose and speaks out and articulates the truth very strongly, then he may find affinity with the personality of Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. Another one says, I would like to meet Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala and ask her, how did it feel to be married to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with regards to the age gap shared? So I suppose, you know, this type of message coming through someone who, she's an older lady married to a younger person. And that is what, you know, boggles her mind, or that is what troubles her mind, or something that she'd like to gain insight on. Another one says, my daughter Asma says she would like to meet Asma radiallahu anha because of her courage. When love and fear of Allah entered her heart, she had no fear of the creation, like when she stood up to Hajjaj and when she made her son take off his armor and go into the battlefield. She would like to know how she could inculcate those qualities within herself. And another one says, and this is the final one I'm going to read out, I would like to meet Hazrat Safiya radiallahu ta'ala anha and gain insight into her bravery. And then the sister sending a message for through complimenting the team for the lovely program in the morning. And it certainly is a program not to miss. The Sabah, it is the As-Suhoor program with Mulana Sulaiman Rabat as well as Mulana Ibrahim Daya. One more, it says, I would like to meet Fatima radiallahu anha. I'm inspired by her modesty, and I want to meet Khawla radiallahu ta'ala, and I'm inspired by her bravery. And lastly, I would like to meet the greatest man to walk on the face of this earth, my most beloved Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another one says, I would just have loved to have been there at the time of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. It was, when reading about it, it's just such a good time. The taqwa especially, just to walk on the soil, oh, how precious it must have been. It certainly was. So, you know, just sharing these messages with you, it has really, really been touching for myself to hear the love that our listeners have for the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala.